Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, right here at the Hype 87.3. Man, we have a special guest checking in tonight. As always, we have the super talented artist coming through here at the Hype 87.3. What's going on, Daniel? How you doing?
I'm doing great. You?
Doing well, doing well. Thank you so much for taking some time with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
So my name is Daniel Prophet. I am originally from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. I am 31 years old, and I am an artist, producer, guitar player, mix engineer, and all of the above.
You do a lot.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do.
I love it. Well, good. So we have a lot to talk about. I know that you're originally from Haiti. How long did you live there?
I basically grew up there. I came to the U.S. in 2010 after the earthquake. Mm-hmm. So I've lived there 18 years, basically.
Okay. What was that like? Take us back, you know, enduring going through an earthquake. What was that like?
The earthquake or life in Haiti?
Both.
Life in Haiti was very interesting because since I've been born there, I grew up there. It's always been like unstable. There's always like periods where it's like it's very bad and there's like shootings and there's like the people are trying to topple the government and stuff like that. But there's also like the good side, which was like you know, family, friends. The school I went to was kind of like refuge, you know. My grandma's house was a refuge. So it had its good side, but for the most part, like, it left me with a lot of trauma that I got through therapy. So
Absolutely. Well, listen, we are glad that you're here with us. You're now in California. What's life been like so far for you since you moved to Cali?
It's been interesting. It's been interesting. By the way, whatever they say about California is true. It is true. Whatever you see on TV, it is absolutely true. People being safe. People, like, you know, it's hard to make friends. Because everybody's out for something. Everybody's trying to make connections. Everybody's trying to get to that next level. But the food is amazing. Weather is amazing. What I really love about California, like, anywhere that you are, you can be at the gym. And then you kind of develop a relationship with someone. Mm. Not even, like, just basic relationship. And it turns out that person is a big shot producer. Or they're the cousin or their friends or is a big shot producer. Or they're in the industry somehow. So I kind of like the fact that everybody's actually doing something.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. But it's very expensive also.
I've heard that it's extremely expensive out there, but I know it's also beautiful. And, you know, with you being a music artist and, you know, you do other things as well, like you said, you engineer and you play guitar, that's a great place for you to be, that you can meet so many people who are like-minded that are also within the music industry.
Yes, definitely.
So let's
100%.
Let's take it back a little bit. When you were little, were you into music always, or was it sports for you? What kind of came first?
So, quite frankly, acting was what I always
did. Oh, okay.
Yes, I've always wanted to be an actor, but unfortunately, those opportunities were very extremely limited back in Haiti.
Yeah.
And then they never seemed like it was something that was achievable until I came to the U.S. and I'm like, oh, I'm in the U.S. California is like the other side, you know? And then when I came to California, it's like, oh, California is right here. It's right here. People are doing it right here. But the music, I guess, in a way, it was kind of like there. Because I remember myself always trying to sing popular songs. Because Haiti followed like every trend that the U.S. had.
Yeah.
So when 50 Cent was popular, this Eminem, Alicia Keys, when those people were popular, we would be getting those music too. So I would find myself kind of like trying to emulate people's voices. But that was like kind of when I was younger. But then around like 15, 16, I remember sitting down with a friend of mine, and then we used to pick apart like albums. Where we would sit down, we're listening to a song, we're picking apart, what is this instrument doing? Yo, this is what this instrument is doing. This is so cool. This is what the conga is doing. This is so cool. But then I never really thought about music as something that I wanted to do until I came here after the earthquake. And then I have a cousin who's in the Haitian music industry. And then I started going to his gigs, and I just I just saw like the joy that he had being on stage, and also the way like people were screaming his name, girls were like screaming his name, and I was like, yo, this is cool. I could get girls with this. And if I learned guitar and I go on stage, like girls will like me and stuff. So that's kind of like the first entrance into music, but more seriously. And then I remember going back to his place. I was like, you know what? I'm going to learn guitar. So I grabbed one of his guitars. I took my mom's credit card. I went online, find some guitar lessons, and I started taking guitar lessons online. So that's kind of how.
That is awesome. How old were you when you first picked up the guitar?
I was 18. I had just turned 18 because I'm born in June. Okay. So it was that summer. So that same summer, around July, August, that's when I started picking up the guitar. So I was just turned 18.
I love that. How long did it take you to really kind of get the hang of it?
I was getting it very quick. I don't know if it was because it was already inside me, like music was already inside me, but I would be putting in the time. I would sit down. I would learn scales. I would try to play songs. I would force my fingers to do things. So within like 6 months, people were like, well, how long have you been playing? Oh, 6 months. They're like, wow, you do not sound like someone who's been playing for 6 months. So it's, I guess, a mix of like love and practicing kind of accelerated the process for me.
That is amazing. I love hearing that. I love live instrumentation. Do you have a desire to learn to play other instruments?
I do play a little bit of keys. I learned in school, but I never really took it like seriously where I would sit down and practice like I did with my guitar.
Yeah.
So I know how to play keys a little bit, just for production purposes. Played a bit of bass, again, for production purposes. And then percussions lightly, just for production purposes again. But mostly guitar. Guitar is what I do.
Yeah, that guitar is your thing. I love it. I love absolutely. Now that you're in California, have you thought about getting back into pursuing acting?
I went and took like headshots and everything. Did an actor's access, but it's just so much to keep up with. Because I just had a baby too last year, so it's a lot to keep up with.
Yes.
I have a part-time job. I'm making all my music, all the artworks, all the marketing, all the content, plus a baby, plus work.
Yeah.
It's a lot to keep up with. So I'm trying to, I got a couple of like small projects last year going, but nothing crazy. But I think I do want to pursue it, but I guess I'll wait a bit more. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. Life, we have to find that work-life balance. And, you know, it sounds like you do have a lot going on. And congratulations on is this your firstborn?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is.
Well, definitely. Okay. That's life-changing right there. You know, so finding that work-life balance. Let's talk about that for just a moment. How did fatherhood change your life?
I don't know. I'm still figuring that out, I feel like. But it's definitely been, like, challenging because, like, he loves to be held, which I guess is kind of fun at this point. He loves to be held. And it's kind of, and he's, like, he's always touching stuff. So when I'm working on a computer, he'll be, like, trying to press on the keyboard and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I can't work. So one hand is holding him. The other hand is, like, on the mouse trying to do things, and when I have to do like the shortcuts, it gets very challenging. So like it did change my life for the better, because it kind of gave me like a whole different perspective.
Yes.
And like a reason, more reason to do this.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like I have to set an example, you know. I have this dream that I'm pursuing. Oh, you know, giving up is showing my kid, hey, yeah, dad gave up. So it's like I cannot show him that I'm giving up. I still have to push while still kind of maintaining that balance, not being selfish.
Yes.
Because it is a selfish pursuit. Like, whenever you're pursuing the big goal, the dream, it is selfish. But I'm trying for it to not be too selfish in that quest.
Absolutely.
So, if that answers the question.
Absolutely. It definitely does. Yeah, you know, quitting is definitely not an option when you have a child, because it instantly becomes bigger than you, because now you have a whole human being that's counting on you, that you have to tend to their every single need. So I absolutely understand.
Yep.
And, you know, I had my son at a very young age, so it put some of my dreams on hold for a little while, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we can get back to it. Mm-hmm. Like you said, with the acting, you can always come back to it at a later date, because Being an actor doesn't have an expiration date. You can do that until you're, you know, 100 years old, you know?
That's true.
So for the people who are not familiar with your music, let's kind of break it down because, you know, being that you're from Haiti, you probably have some influence. You know, I know Afrobeats is huge right now. Let's talk about the sounds of your music. Kind of describe it for us.
I would describe my sound as... jazzy chords, but very limited jazzy chords, not like 20 chord progress, not like a full chord progression. I really like my chord progression to be simple, let's say 2 to 4 chords max, with some sevenths in there. Maybe I'm talking some jargon to people, but those are like jazz terms, or musical terms, music theory. And then percussions from Haiti in terms of like congas, because you don't really hear congas in Afrobeat. You hear like a drum, you hear like a snare or rim, hi-hat. But I tend to add like Haitian, like cowbells, cowbell patterns, conga patterns, bongo patterns with a dash of like Haitian breaks. Like Haitians, we love to do like breaks in our songs. It's like, like stuff like that. It's hard to describe. And then just like my melodies are very me. Or it's like whatever I hear that sounds like, ooh, this is dope. That's what I kind of, so that's how I would, and then the Afrobeat, because I love Afrobeat. I love the vibe that it brings. I love the joy that it brings.
Yes.
So there's that essence to in my music. So my music is kind of a mix of bossa nova, jazz, reggae, with compa, which is our Haitian style, which is Haitian.
You almost have kind of like your own genre. I love that. It's that feel good kind of music.
Yeah, I've been trying to have my own sound, my unique sound. But when you hear it, you're like, oh yeah, that's Daniel. Because the guitars, the percussions and the vocals, the arrangement a certain way. You know? So, yeah.
Let me ask you this. How important is it to you to develop your own sound? Because, I find a lot of up-and-coming artists, they try to mimic other people, which I think is not the right thing to do. They should be on the path that you're on. How important is it for you to develop your own Daniel Prophet sound?
I think it's extremely important because, again, like, that's what sets you apart from other people.
Yes.
Like, a bunch of times that people have shown me, like, an artist, and then that artist, they sound great. I'm not taking anything away from their vocals or anything, but they sound like somebody else I've heard. And automatically, I'm like, oh, yeah, they sound like this. And I'm like, well, why would I want to listen to Beyonce 2.0?
Right.
2.0. I don't. That's what made Alicia Keys unique, was the fact that she was Alicia Keys.
Yes.
There was nobody that did what she did before. So I think that it's very important to set yourself apart by having your own sound, having your own lane, in a way.
Absolutely.
It's okay to... sometimes, you know, dip into this and grab some from somebody else, but to sound exactly like somebody else, it's kind of redundant, which I get it, because I started the same way. I started doing music, like, I did my reggae song, it just sounded like reggae. Mm. And at some point, one of my cousins, the one I told you that inspired me, he was like, bro, I love your production, I love the melodies, the lyrics, everything, but you sound like every other Afrobeat artist.
Mm.
And I was like, damn, that's rough. Okay, I need to go work my sound. I need to go figure out what's me. I need to figure out me, you know?
So. Yeah. Absolutely. Shout out to your cousin for, you know, tapping in with that and bringing that to your attention. That's amazing. So definitely shout out to your cousin.
Yeah. It was a hard pill to swallow.
Right.
Like, he is right, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's definitely one of those hard pills to swallow because, you know, sometimes coming from people, it's like, oh no, I don't want to hear that. But we know they're right at the same time. So that is dope. Now I know that one of the people that you've, you know, drawn inspiration from is John Legend, which he is a legend. What is it about artists like him that really inspires you?
It's like the simplicity of the lyrics, like his soulfulness. Like, he's so soulful when he sings.
Yes.
And then when he sings, like, you can tell that this is something that's like, that he loves to do. That's like deep within his soul. That's his essence. Like, there's no music without John Legend. There's no John Legend without music.
Yes.
Like, it just makes sense. You know?
Absolutely.
And like, I feel like we share like similar values, where it's like he has a wife. You don't hear about him messing around with women and Yeah. He has his kids. He sings about things that are happening in his life, things that you can connect with, you know?
Yes.
I think the first song I heard was like, and that song just spoke to me because it's like, it's so powerful. It's just like, we're all like regular yes. people.
That's right.
You know, we're all basically people.
Right, right. It's one of those songs that I think everybody can resonate with because at the end of yep. the day, we are just all regular people.
Yep. Doesn't matter if you're on TV, you're still going to you go to the bathroom, eat, breathe, just like the rest of us.
That's
you know?
Right.
So we're all people.
Absolutely. I'm with you 100% on that. I love that. On the engineering side, how long have you been doing audio engineering?
I've been doing it since 2020.
Okay.
Kind of, yeah, 2020. Because I did go to school for music. So I kind of wanted to do the engineering. Because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do when I went into music. I knew I wanted to play. I knew I wanted to make music. But I didn't know which capacity that I wanted to be in. I wanted to be a producer, a mix engineer, an artist, or all of the above. But so I ended up learning all the aspects of it so that, like, because, you know, everything is expensive.
Yes.
When you have a project, to pay a mix engineer $300-$400, a good mix engineer is probably going to be like between four and a thousand.
Yes.
It's like, well, I don't have that kind of money to spend every song.
Absolutely.
So I have to go and learn that skill myself. So that was one of the reasons too. And then I wanted to have my own studio. I do still want to have my own studio at some point in the future so I could engineer for other people, produce for other people.
Okay. No, I think that is amazing because, you know, who better to get your sound exactly the way you want it than you?
Yes. That's another point too. Yes.
Yes. And yes. then, like you said, it's very expensive. So it's like, if you can do it yourself, you can take your time with it. You can go back and make as many changes as you want, you know, without having yep. to go back and forth. And, you know, like, that's the beautiful situation. Do you record yourself as well?
I do everything.
Look at you, multi-talented. I love it.
As much as it sounds cool, it's exhausting.
Yes, it is. It's demanding.
I have to vocal produce myself. I have to edit the vocals. I have to comp the vocals. I have to come up with the mess. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It is great. It is great. Really good skills to have.
It is great skills to have, and it's a blessing that you actually took the time to learn that because, you know, many artists don't, and I think it's a beautiful thing that you have that skill set, and like you said, later on, you can actually make money from that by engineering for other artists.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and also, too, that'll give me the ability to, at some point when, you know, things start moving forward more for me in terms of my music and I start making money, when I communicate with other people, with other mix engineers, I can tell them exactly what I have in mind because I've done it and I know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
So that gives you another skill set to be able to communicate with other people.
That's right. That is absolutely right. You'll understand all the lingo and everything of what mm-hmm. they're talking about.
mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Let's talk about your creative process. Do you write as in you put pen to paper on your songs or do you put it on your phone? Like, how does the creation of the actual song come together?
I put it on my phone. I write on my phone or I use this website called Lyric Studio.
Okay.
It's kind of like an AI generator where you kind of put in like different subjects that you want to talk about. And then you basically, let's say you put a phrase and then you can generate like another phrase.
Mm.
But I don't like doing it like that. What I do is I'll generate like the first phrase and then I'll take the last word and kind of like generate like words that rhyme.
Yes.
With that. And then I'll write my sentence based on that last word. That's how I write. And then stuff just comes to me. Sometimes I'll just go on the computer, start messing around with some drums or my guitar. And then as I'm playing the guitar, a melody comes. Always comes first for me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm very, really strong with melodies. Lyrics take a bit more time for me to write. So I tend to start with a chord progression. Then a melody, and then I write the lyrics.
Okay.
And then I build the track around that.
About on average, how long does it take you to complete a song before the recording process as far as writing it? Do you knock it out fairly quickly?
If it's clear in my head, it's very quick. It could take me like a week to finish a song. But if the song is like, the idea is there, I just don't know how to process it, it might take like, I might have like the first verse and first chorus and then 3 months later, I go back to it. It depends. It totally depends.
Yeah. Depends on your vibes sometimes and your, yeah, all that makes it, you have to be in the right space, you know, mentally, you know, your head has to be there, you know, to be able to put those, you know, words together and be happy with what you just wrote.
Yes, that is very important. That's something I did not realize until I sort of like, why can I make music? Oh, you're depressed. How are you supposed to make something if you're mentally tired, if you're dealing with all those, you know, factors that you cannot control? How are you supposed to be happy? Because you're supposed to be in a, like you said, in a serious space.
That's right.
In a good mind space to make music. So I think that's something that's not talked about enough.
That is extremely important because, you know, if you have stuff going on, we as humans, we all get, you know, anxiety from time to time. We get a little bit of stress here and there, and your mind has to be clear of all that. Otherwise, you're going to get frustrated with the process, and you don't ever want to do that. You want to stay in love with the process.
Yep, 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 100%. Yep.
Absolutely. So from the time that you first started putting music out on the digital platforms until today, do you know approximately how many songs you've released?
Got that question the other day. I think about like 25-ish.
Okay, you got a nice catalog.
Yeah, 25-ish, about 20 to 25. Because I've done with like other people. I've done productions for other people. For myself, I have about like 17 to 20.
Yeah.
I haven't really counted.
It's a good amount. It's a good amount. Out of all the songs that you have written, whether they're released or unreleased, which one is the most personal for you?
Oh, the most personal. There's a couple, actually. I have like Folly, which means like folly or craziness. That's a song that I wrote about my son.
Aww.
About the expectance of my son at the time.
Yeah.
And then there's one that I haven't released yet. It's called Hold My Hand. I haven't released that one yet. That one is pretty close to my heart, too.
That sounds very personal. I love those type of records because those are the type of songs that I think people really resonate with, because whatever emotion that you're expressing through those type of songs, like you said, the you know, expecting your son coming, or you said Hold My Hand, you know, like those are the type of songs that people really resonate with. So I always like to put spotlight on those songs. The song Hold My Hand, when is that one anticipated to release?
I don't know. It's like 85% finished. I've been doing like a lot of kind of space themed songs, at least like, especially with Supernova, like Supernova being like something in space. And then I have another one called UFO. So it's been very like space themed songs, kind of like very like unique to like my sound, but like with the Afrobeat essence and the Kompa essence in them. But yeah, that one, probably like in the fall, I'm thinking.
Okay, awesome. Well, I definitely anticipate that one. That one sounds like it's going to be a nice personal type of record that people can resonate with.
Yeah, it's a nice song.
Absolutely. Nice song. Have you been mainly focusing on putting singles out, or are you in album mode, or have you recently released an album that we can check out?
No, I was supposed to do an album this year, but I felt like I didn't have enough momentum.
Yeah.
And I don't have enough like marketing firepower. So I didn't want to waste music. So I decided to just do singles until kind of something. I'm basically like kind of building my portfolio,
yes,
building my catalog more so that I get a bit more following. And then once I do, then I'll release an album.
Absolutely understand. Again, I think you're doing it the right way because you want to build that anticipation and the momentum there. Because like you said, you have great music. You don't want any of it to go unnoticed because it's number 8 on the album and, you know, maybe people don't get to that. So putting them singles out is a great, great idea. What about music videos? Have you released some new videos as of lately?
The last video I did was for a song called La Vie Haiti, which means Life in Haiti. And that one is up on YouTube. That released back in February.
Yeah.
So February 7th. So that one is up on YouTube. It's everywhere. So.
And it's listed under your name, Daniel Prophet?
Yes.
Okay.
Daniel Prophet on YouTube. Prophet with an E at the end.
Yes, absolutely. How did you come up with the name? Is that part of your real name?
That's my real name, man.
I love it.
That's my real name.
I love it. That is so dope. I love when artists go by their real name. That, to me, is so intriguing because it really, like, that's who you are. It's, you can't get no more personal than that because that's the name that was given to you. Definitely.
I used to not like this room, actually. I used to hate my name.
Really? Well, I'm glad you like it now.
I've embraced it. I've fully embraced it.
Good, good. Absolutely. So over the years that you've been doing music, how would you say that, you know, you've evolved as a music artist? Like, what are some of the things that you really feel like that you've leveled up on and gotten better at?
Ooh, definitely my production has gotten better from like my first song called Dance to Supernova. My singing has gotten better. I've noticed like more maturity in my voice, certain notes I can hit better. My writing has gotten better, but I feel like my writing is like, one song will be fine, and the next song is like, oh my god, I'm a genius. I've definitely seen the growth in the last 5 years that I've been doing this. Literally last week I was telling my wife, I am so proud of myself. I'm like, I am so proud to see how far I've come, and I think this is what it's all about. It's about the journey.
Yes, it is all about the journey, because it's yours. Nobody else ever in life can compare their journey to yours, because that's something you hold near and dear. That's your journey.
Yep. And actually, to add to what you just said, I used to you would talk to someone and be like, oh, this is how I did it. I did this. I invested $1,000 on Instagram ads and I blew up. It's like, I might try that and does it work? Not everybody has the same journey. Every single journey is different.
Yep.
Every single person's journey is different. You just got to find yours.
That's right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Because what may take somebody, you know, 5 months, it could take someone else 5 years, and that's okay. That is okay.
Yep.
Just have to keep, you know, pushing and persevering. Now, what are you enjoying the most? Like, think about everything that you do within the music industry. What are you enjoying the most?
Definitely making the music.
Yeah.
Definitely making the music. And I think releasing it, I always get anxious. Even though I know it's good, I'm like, wow, I'm stressed out. I don't know how people see it, what people say. So it's always like interesting to see that. Wow. And I wonder if like other artists is like John Legend, if they still feel that way when they're about to release, or they're just like super confident. They're like, oh yeah, that's okay.
I would imagine that they get a little, you know, anxious, because I feel like, and this is, I'm not a music artist, but I feel like the moment people get comfortable, it gets kind of weird. Like, you should be comfortable with being uncomfortable, if that makes sense.
That's a really good way of putting it.
I think you're right on track. We got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Absolutely. Yeah. So do you have other business ventures outside of the music industry that you're pursuing or interested in pursuing?
Right now, no. I would love to have money to invest money in real estate, but I'm not there yet.
It'll happen.
It
will happen. Absolutely. We're claiming it right now. We're throwing it out to the universe. We're claiming it. Thank you. It's coming. Bless you with all them big dollars so you can get into real estate. Yep. I love it. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. So we're about to check out this record that you have right now, and it is called Supernova. And I love the artwork, by the way, for it. It's just fire. Whoever did the artwork, I love how they put, it looks like kind of like, I guess, the galaxy on your glasses. Yes, it looks so dope. Let's talk about this song in particular. How long has this one been out?
It's been out since about exactly a week.
Okay, so it's hot off the press, brand new. Yeah. Is there going to be a visual in the works?
I wanted to when I first made that song, but then I made like three other songs and I'm like, oh man, I should make visuals for those. So it's just, you know, being an independent artist, budget is very limited. So I don't know if it gets traction. If I see traction and people like really vibe with it, yes. But otherwise, I don't know. I'm just making like some short form content on Instagram, just me singing in front of a camera, that's it.
Yeah, you can make a lot of short form content just from your phone, some great content. Yeah. You know, these iPhones now are a beast. The cameras on them are phenomenal. So yeah, we've actually shot a couple music videos on, I have a 15 Pro now, and man, they come, people would never know that they were shot on an iPhone.
yep.
Yeah. Yep. So that's really what it is. Just is continuously putting content out there for your fans. And, you know, from time to time, maybe jumping on IG live and talking to the people. People like stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, I need to do that more. I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, just interact with the people. You know, people like to really put a real deal face with, you know, the content that's being posted. And I, too, need to do that more often. You know, I'm saying that because I'm telling myself at the same time.
Okay.
Well, we're about to get into this record. Before we do that, anybody who's interested in keeping up with your movement, where can they follow you at online?
So on Instagram, Daniel Plastic Official. Yeah, Daniel Plastic Official on Instagram. Also the same thing on TikTok, Daniel Plastic Official. On YouTube, same thing. On X, Twitter X, it's Daniel Plastic _. And on Facebook, just Plastic.
Okay.
PROPCT.
Oh, you were able to get that. That is cool.
I'm sorry?
I said you were able to get it to just say Plastic.
So at first, like last year, I was going by, my artist name used to be just Plastic.
Oh.
Because I was like, you know what, Plastic is like the star. Plastic is like the man. He's the person that nobody can touch, you know? He's the confident one. And then I started meeting people saying Plastic is dear to me. And I was like, it feels more natural to just say Daniel Plastic.
Yeah.
Like, that's who I am. I'm Daniel Plastic. I'm not just Plastic. I'm not just Daniel. I'm Daniel Plastic.
So
that's
it.
Why we kind of rebranded to Daniel Plastic.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I love the rebranding process and definitely wish you nothing but huge success. I'm going to keep up with
your
journey. Absolutely. I know you have a lot of people that love you, support you. Anybody that you want to give thanks to or shout out to?
Shout out to my wife. You know, she's been sticking with me for, she's not listening, but she's been sticking with me for forever. I'm a lot to deal with. And she puts up with my stuff. My mom for, you know, supporting me, encouraging me and telling me not to give up, my cousins, my family in general, and my friends and everybody who's sharing my music all the time, who's encouraging me. I appreciate y'all, man. It takes a village.
Yes.
It takes a village.
It absolutely
As much
does.
As I do it, everything by myself, it takes a village. I mean, not by myself, but most of the stuff by myself, it takes a village.
That's right. You are absolutely right. Most definitely. Well, I appreciate you taking some time with us tonight right here on the Hype 87.3, sharing your journey with us. If you ever come out here to the Atlanta market on some music business, let me know. We'd love to have you stop by the studio.
Definitely. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm going to follow you on Instagram.
Yes. Make sure you follow me at Tampa Mystic. I'm going to make sure I follow you back so we can stay tapped in, locked in. I've been working with Wealth Nation for a little while now. You know, they book a lot of interviews with me, so I'm grateful for them. And how has it been working with Wealth Nation?
It's been great. They're really on their stuff. They've been getting me some interviews and stuff. And they've told me basically, as much as I thought I was like on it, they made me realize that there's a lot of stuff I could do better that I should be working on. So I'm currently working on those things. So yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah, they do really good at artist development, and that's something that a lot of artists need. They're lacking. So I'm glad that you're working with them. And, you know, you're already good at what you do, but you're sharpening it up even more working with Wealth Nation.
Yep.
Amazing. So let's check out this record, Supernova. Go ahead and give us the official introduction.
Introduction to Supernova?
Yeah, go ahead and introduce it for us to our listeners.
What should I say?
All right, I'm going to be you for a second. Can I be you for a second?
Sure.
What's going on? This is the superstar, Daniel Plastic, checking in, and this is my hit platinum single, Supernova, something like that. You got to big it up.
Okay. All right, let me process that. Okay, cool. All right. I think I got something. It's not bad. I can go?
Yep, we are ready to go.
Hey, guys. This is Daniel Plastic all the way from Cali. I got my hit, Supernova, on Tampa Mystic Radio.
Hey, I like that. That was dope.
Okay, you think so? I thought that was bad.
No, that was perfect. I love that you threw my name in there. Thank you. Absolutely. Well, again, it was a pleasure to have you on the line. We're about to get into this record. You guys stay tuned for it. Let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
Supernova. like local, local. Girl, you make my soul glow. I promise you that I'ma take it slow. You telling me you wanna tango. You wanna dance until you lose control. Like local.